Hello there, Brian of London here. And something big happened last night to one of the worlds that I spend a lot of time thinking about. That's the cryptocurrency world. And I want to break down some of what happened. So last night, overnight, a lot of the biggest cryptocurrency channels on YouTube had community guideline strikes and some of their crypto videos taken down, just hidden or deleted. And it looks like YouTube have put crypto into the same category that Facebook declared it to be in when they banned crypto advertising at the start of 2018. So it's taken an awfully long time, and I think this is a confluence of events. So what we're seeing here is the part of the push on YouTube to move away from disruptive or out of the mainstream content and move YouTube towards a more mainstream platform. So we've seen this all with the political content from both left and from right. They're being down, pushed down, hidden, not recommended, demonetized. All of that stuff is happening. I hope it's not too windy. All of that stuff is happening. And at the same time, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, the Rachel Maddow show, all of these things are being promoted ahead of user-generated content, what originally made YouTube great. All of us, all of these people, including myself, who've given our time and our effort, put our content on YouTube, made them a ton of money along the way. That's being downvoted, and crypto got hit last night, and it'll get hit bad. It's going to really get much worse. A lot of old stuff will be deleted, and this is going to dramatically affect the entire crypto industry, because what it's going to do is it's going to carry on throttling any chance of the crypto industry finding new customers. Hello to all and Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, which makes little or no difference here in Israel. Anyway, I can't say, you know, I don't want to say I told you so, but this definitely, as far as I'm concerned, is linked all the way back to early 2018 when Facebook started the crypto advertising ban. Google followed, Twitter followed, and that's the subject of the legal action that I and my friend Andrew that we're taking. And if you want to help with that, there'll be lots of links in the descriptions and stuff, but look for crypto class action, look for JPB Liberty, sign up for the case. Now, we are still looking for funding to bring this case. We've been negotiating for a long time with some funding sources. That's taking a long time. If somebody were to show up with $100,000 right now and jumpstart it, we've got lawyers ready to roll. We've got a senior barrister briefed and ready. We're looking for that to get some very, very, very detailed legal analysis of our case, which we believe that when that's done, it will confirm everything that we know. And the case is ready. After that, I think that one more legal review and we'll be ready to file in court. We'll need to raise a bit more money to cover the insurance against being sued by Facebook, Google, and Twitter's. We'll have to insure ourselves against their legal costs. But once that's done, we're ready to go. We've got hundreds of millions of dollars signed up already. We need more. So this is the no win, no fee part of the case. You sign up. If you held crypto back in 2018 or had a business that was affected by this advertising ban, or right now even, you know, if we can link this YouTube crackdown into the case, I don't know yet whether we'll be able to do that, but yeah, you're right. They'll seek a surety bond, and that can all be dealt with. That's what we're doing, and it's really serious now. So if you're one of these crypto YouTubers, please get in touch with me directly. Easy on direct message me on Twitter or on Telegram. I'm at Brian of London almost everywhere. We're working over Christmas. That's just who we are. Jews in Israel, we work over Christmas. So get in touch, because we might well have the remedy for this. And we might be able to strike a blow for freedom, for internet security, for freedom overall, because this is about, this is much bigger than political YouTube or crypto YouTube, or, you know, this is whether the internet is going to be controlled and run by a few small centralized companies and governments. And we have to break that. And our case, actually, in Australia, strange as it may seem, might be one of the best ways to break that all down. So do get it. If you think you can help, or if you want to sign up for the case just as a, you know, on a no win, no fee basis, please get in touch. And we will fight for liberty on behalf of everyone. I'm Brian of London. I'm in Israel. Long story. And hope you've enjoyed this. Like, subscribe, share it everywhere. This is on Periscope right now. It's going to go straight on to 3Speak as soon as I walk back to my office, because 3Speak is my platform of choice for defeating YouTube. I'll eventually put the stuff on YouTube because shareability there is so great, but I don't have any trust that my content will remain on YouTube for a great deal longer. So thanks for watching. And have a very, very Merry Christmas to all of you who celebrate that. And Happy Hanukkah to the Jews, and happy holidays to whatever you choose to celebrate. Bye.